This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So NASA is announcing that they're going to announce the discovery of life on Mars within the next 2 years, and that Earth is not ready for this announcement. So check this out. NASA, which already knew about life on Mars in 1976 due to the Viking mission that actually landed a simple mass spec instrument on Mars, and this instrument detected proof of microbial life. They were using a traceable radioisotope detectable in the mass spec, the mass spectrometer, and they found conclusive proof of life on Mars. They buried the result in 1976. They covered it up. And the scientist who created that experiment, who should have gone down in history as the scientist who discovered the first discover of life on another planet, his name, it doesn't even exist in the history of science. I don't even remember his name. And neither do you. You've never even heard his name because they covered it up. Now, why? Why did they cover up proof of life on Mars? The answer is because, let's think about it. The globalists are pushing life on Mars, but death on Earth. Follow me? They're pushing death on Earth. They want to kill you. They want to kill all of humanity at this point, which means they're just about ready to start saying that there are other life forms in the universe that are far more important than Earthlings, that Earthlings are bad, and they need to mass murder Earth and make room for the other beings. You follow me? So when NASA makes this announcement, within 2 years, they say, this is like a pre-announcement announcement. This is programming your brain to get you ready for the announcement. When they make this announcement, it's going to mean that not only is there life everywhere in the cosmos, but that there is intelligent life all across the universe. Because if there's life on Mars, it opens the floodgates of cause and effect, logic. Well, gosh, how many billions, actually hundreds of billions of stars are there in our own galaxy? Anywhere from, let's say, 150 billion to 400 billion, depending on whose estimates you believe. Let's call it 250. 250 billion stars. Billion. That's 10 to the ninth. So we're talking about a lot of stars, and that's only in our galaxy. And there are hundreds of billions of other galaxies, which means there are 10 to the 18th, probably, stars easily in the entire cosmos. Because, again, there's hundreds of billions, 10 to the 9th, in each galaxy, and there are probably 10 to the 9th galaxies, maybe a lot more. These are just rough estimates. If I could look up the numbers, I could tell you what current astronomy believes, but the numbers are huge. Let's just roughly call it 10 to the 18th. Stars that are in the known universe that we can observe so far. Well, out of these 10 to the 18th stars, and that's a big number, a lot of them have habitable planets that are orbiting those stars in that green zone, that life zone, the right distance from the sun, like Earth, where you can have liquid water, where you can support carbon-based life, where you've got just the right amount of warmth, but not you're not getting cooked, like Mercury, for example, the planet. So these are everywhere across the cosmos as well. And if you say, okay, well, let's say one out of every 10 stars has one of these Earth-like planets orbiting it. Let's just say, well, then that's 10 to the 17th Earth-like planets in the cosmos. Or if you say, okay, it's only one out of 100 stars has a planet like Earth. Okay, well, then just take one off the order of magnitude. Now that's 10 to the 16th Earth-like planets that can support life all across the cosmos. Well, 10 to the 16th is a very big-ass number. Even in our own Milky Way galaxy, even if you say that you only have one in 100 stars that has an Earth-like planet, well, that's still, the order of magnitude we're talking about is still like 10 to the 7th. And I haven't even multiplied that by the 250, because we were saying 250 billion. So that's 250 times 10 to the 7th, essentially. Again, these are rough estimates, okay? I'm just trying to give you a sense of the orders of magnitude of what we're talking about. But let's say it's not even 250. Let's say it's just 1 times 10 to the 7th. Earth-like planets in our Milky Way galaxy. That's a lot of planets. That's a lot of intelligent civilizations. And many of those planets are, of course, much older than Earth. Many of the civilizations that would have arisen on those planets are much older than Earth's civilization, which means that their technology would be, in some cases, millions of years more advanced, in other cases, hundreds of thousands of years more advanced, and so on. And even on Earth, our scientists are saying they think they can figure out faster than light travel in the next 50 to 100 years. So imagine what kind of technology would be achievable by some intelligent civilization in, I don't know, 100,000 years or a million years. That is, if they don't blow themselves up first, which I'm sure has happened across the galaxy. There's been a lot of suicide cults out there. We may be one of them, frankly. We may be observed and considered or classified to be a suicide cult. But we are not alone. There's no question about it. We are not alone. Have you noticed all the movies recently and all the TV shows recently and even the mainstream media news outlets now talking about contact? They're covering the UFO footage that was captured by United States Air Force pilots and then confirmed by the Air Force to be authentic footage of obviously aircraft, small aircraft that are not made by Earth technology because they were pulling incredible maneuvers. It can only be explained, by the way, through the warping of space-time, which I've covered before in previous podcasts, i.e. faster-than-light travel technology applied at a lower energy, you know, projection. You can, if you have the technology to warp space-time, you can decide how much you wish to warp it. You don't have to go full speed of light. You could go 1/10 the speed of light in terms of an acceleration vector, and you could immediately change direction of your ship without experiencing any G-forces whatsoever, because what you did is you distorted space-time. And when you distort space-time, you don't experience an acceleration of gravity as you're going through that distortion. It just feels, you just feel weightless, just feels normal to you. It's the space-time itself that has been distorted. And by the way, gravity does that distortion just according to the laws of physics. This is why you are not floating away into outer space right now. This is why you are pulled towards the Earth right now, because the mass of the Earth has distorted space-time, creating, well, a gravity well that you are pulled into. But if you step off a tall building and fall toward that gravity, you don't feel an acceleration of 1G. You feel weightless. You feel 0G. Does that make sense? You only feel the G-forces when you hit the ground, which is a catastrophic event, depending on your terminal velocity, I suppose. Now, I gotta wonder how much of this is because of Trump. I wonder if Trump, this is just conjecture, but I wonder if Trump behind the scenes is saying, we're gonna release all the classified, you know, Roswell documents or UFO documents or what have you. And so NASA is kind of priming the pump here, saying, well, we're gonna have to get ahead of this. Let's leak out a news story that says we're going to announce life on Mars in the next 2 years, just to kind of get people used to the idea. And then it's going to come full force. It's going to be, yeah, we're not alone. There's life everywhere. We've been visited. And the aliens have demands or something. You know, it's going to be some bombshell like that. Or we find out that Mark Zuckerberg is one of them. Who knows? Who knows, right? It's like lizard people walking around with their skin peeling off, science fiction. You know, what was that, V? Maybe there's a day where like Adam Schiff goes before Congress and just cuts his face off and rips it open. He's like a lizard. Schiff from Planet Zorg. I'm joking, of course, but it's funny to imagine all the crazy stuff that could happen once they start announcing life on other planets, even in our own solar system, not to mention the cosmos at large. But it's coming. So understand that they are prepping us for all of this, that NASA has been involved in massive cover-ups for decades. NASA has covered up the truth about everything. Mars, by the way, Mars has an atmosphere. And the way we know that is because NASA is sending a helicopter to Mars to fly around on the 2020 rover mission. This helicopter, it's a dual rotor helicopter. It's called Scout. It's been announced by NASA. It's been touted by Bridenstine at NASA, talking about this helicopter. and they're going to run this helicopter on solar power. Solar power on Mars. Give me a break. The power helicopter. And they think they're going to do this when there's virtually no atmosphere. So, of course, there's an atmosphere on Mars, folks. There's an atmosphere. Otherwise, helicopters don't fly. Yeah, you can't fly helicopters in a vacuum because the rotors have no air to create lift. Of course, everybody knows this if you've ever flown a plane or studied, I guess, any. If you've ever been on a plane, you'll notice there are not like Boeing 737s in outer space. You know why? Because wings don't work in outer space. You know that. And also because, of course, all the 737s would crash and burn before they made it that far, thanks to Boeing. But that's another story altogether. All right. In any case, I'm getting a little off topic here. In any case, the little green men announcement is coming from NASA at some point. And for some reason, they feel Earth is ready. I guess it's because they're also going to unleash even more efforts to terraform the planet, geoengineering of the atmosphere, the mass die-off of humankind, to make way for NASA's little green men and all the announcements that go with that. So here you go. Prepare to be subservient to your overlords, your colonizing overlords. In fact, speaking of colony, you might want to watch that show again called The Colony. Not a bad show. Actually, kind of one of the best shows that's been on television in a decade or so, since maybe Battlestar Galactica or something. But go watch The Colony. I think there were a couple seasons of it. Pretty interesting show. A lot of it probably foreshadowing of things to come. And it was about an alien occupation of our world and all the different types of drama that go along with that. Total control, total surveillance, police state. Everything in that movie is now beginning to come true. Well, that series, not a movie, but a TV series, The Colony. Very good show. Of course, that's why they canceled it, you know, probably. They always cancel the good stuff. Anything that starts to make too much sense, they cancel. And then they roll out some just nonsense, dumbed down crap like Blacklist, which is just the dumbest show. It's just an insult to human intelligence to watch that show. The formulaic rolling out of plot lines that are just cookie cuttered across episode to episode. It's just an insult to your brain. I checked out a couple of episodes and I was like, really? Are you kidding me? I mean, the actors are great, but the writing is just horrible. The actors are all fine. Good actors, crappy writing, but there you go. That's Hollywood. In any case, stay tuned for all of this and all these interesting announcements that are coming. I publish a website called space.news that covers some of this. And believe it or not, we also publish UFOs.news. So also check out UFOs.news. And on that site, you can find kind of all the breaking news, you know, about UFOs and interesting things happening in outer space and visitations to our galaxy, to our solar system. Like, what's it called? Oumuamua, this asteroid. It's a Hawaiian name. I'm sorry, I can't quite pronounce it. The Oumuamua asteroid that's coming in to our, or it already came in 2017, I think. Maybe it was 2018. This asteroid, which was cigar-shaped, remember that story? And a scientist said it's an alien spacecraft. Well, it's pretty obvious that non-Earth civilizations would use hollowed-out space rocks as spacecraft because that's a way to travel stealth throughout the galaxy. In any case, stay tuned. Read my websites to stay informed. Thank you for listening today. Watch more podcasts at Brighteon.com. That's the free speech alternative to YouTube. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, exploring the universe with you to try to make sense of everything that's coming, everything that's being announced. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products. And we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.